So glad you're with us Monday through Friday from 6 till 9. Actually, we start at 5 now with Jeff Sloan kicking things off. 5 till 9, followed by, of course, WJR's All Talk, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz, worth listening into. In fact, we've got great programming all day long, all night long, all week and weekend long. This is the great voice of the Great Lakes News Talk, 760 WJR. Well, a couple of good old friends and favorite people are getting together. It seems to make nothing but great sense if I understand exactly what's happening here. As we welcome Doug Bernstein, Plunkett Cooney attorney extraordinaire, Detroit Hydrofest board director, and one of our contributors, oftentimes when we have a need to have a legal view on something. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
We also have Michelle Hodges, speaking of favorite people, president and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy. For years now, Roger Penske, Bud Denker have presented the grand premiere that I've been happy enough to be master of ceremonies for, and we've raised a lot of money for the Belle Isle Conservancy. And as I understand it, even though the race is going to the city streets, we're still going to be contributing to the Belle Isle Conservancy. Do I have that right, Michelle?
Well, Paul, you've always been an important supporter, and the Grand Prix has no question been one of those important public partnerships that have helped us keep the aquarium free and open to the public and help sustain the park. So it's great to be here with you and Doug, two people who are always contributing to our community and great to work with.
Well, especially Doug and you. Now, even though there hasn't been a boat race on the Detroit River since 2019, you are clearly here to tell us, Doug, you're not out of business.
You know, there's a great song contained in the Monty Python Spamalot play called Not Dead Yet. That's us.
Only Douglas would come up with a Monty Python reference. That's cool. Let me ask you a quick question, though. You're here to make some kind of a big announcement about the two of you working together. Never thought about it, but now that I think about it, it makes brilliant sense.
We're a little bit slow.
Doug.
So understand this. We've been running boat races, you know, before my time, since 1916 on the Detroit River. Detroit Riverfront Events was formed to keep that tradition alive. But we want to make it more than a boat race. And we did everything we possibly could to try and pull this off in 2022, with the key being to bring back the unlimited hydroplanes. Unfortunately, they are having their own struggles, and our big supporter for the past several years, the Metro Detroit Chevy dealers, have had their own challenges. And we decided, okay, rather than throw something together in 2022 that nobody's going to be happy with, let's plan for 2023, but also use the resources available to us to make this a community event, take advantage of the waterfront, and do it right. And that's where Michelle comes in, because Belle Isle is right on our race course, and they have one of the best views of all the places along the river, because the unlimited hydroplanes go by Belle Isle at 200 miles an hour.
Mm. Well, yeah, let's face it, the race course is right there between the Rooster Tail to the east and Belle Isle Bridge to the west. So working with the Belle Isle Conservancy is a natural fit. How did you react when, I assume, Doug approached you, Michelle Hodges?
200 miles per hour. That's how fast I run in the morning, right, Doug?
Yeah.
Michelle, wake up. You've fallen asleep and you're dreaming.
That's right. Well, whacked my head. Partnerships are so important. They matter, right? They're what make community. So the more we can make community, the more we have a win. And this experience has all those ingredients, right? It is partnerships. It is sustainability of two important organizations. It's building community. It's water. It's world-class sports. It's outdoors. It's summer on Belle Isle, and it's people. All of those things are a win. So having the honor of working with Doug and his team, who truly believe in that community and truly are in this for the right reasons, that's something we stand tall with and want to be a part of.
It's such a great idea. It just makes sense. Doug, it's just it didn't hit any of us, but now it is, and it's just making a great deal of sense. I do need to ask one question, just by way of observation. It's always been called the Gold Cup races and such. I don't see Gold Cup anywhere here. I see Hydrofest. Is that something that we should just keep referring to it as from now on?
The event is called Hydrofest, which may or may not bring the Gold Cup with it. The Gold Cup is the oldest motorsports trophy in North America.
Right.
We may bring it back. We don't have control over that, however.
Ah,
so I'm not going to make a promise yet.
I gotcha.
We have this bad habit of not announcing things until we have signed agreements. You know, it's the lawyer in me.
No, that's a very smart move. But my sense is, as far as you're concerned, if everything can get lined up the way it should be and you have the sponsorships and all of that, your plan is to have a Hydrofest no matter what. If you have Gold Cup, that's great. If you don't, that's great too. You're going to have an exciting show no matter what.
Well, that's correct, but we want this to be more than a boat race. There are so many opportunities for education and participation. One of the great things about our organization and Michelle's organization is that we're volunteer-based. It encourages people to get involved and be a part of it. That's how I started. I started going to the race when I was a kid back in the 60s, you know, and I was wondering, wow, wouldn't it be great if I could get on the other side of the fence? Well, lo and behold, I got on the other side of the fence.
Be careful what you wish for, Douglas.
Well, but it's rewarding when you pull it off.
Yes, and you've been working very hard on not just pulling it off, but providing excellence. And I salute you for that, all kidding aside. But I also want to tell people in the minute we have left how they can be a part of this. For example, you're always looking for sponsors. How do people get involved? What do they need to do?
They can reach out to me at Plunkett Cooney. Go to dbernstein@plunkettcooney.com. Happy to talk to anybody. You can talk to Mark Weber at markatdetroitboatraces.com. And I assume Michelle would like to chime in, too.
Would very much be happy to facilitate in that. And if people want to get a taste of it now, come on down to Belle Isle, visit the Dawson Great Lakes Museum, see Miss Pepsi, and kind of get a sense of where the history started, right, Doug? And then we're going to grip them, and they're going to want to be part of today so that next year they can say they're part of this moment in history.
That's a very good idea. Go see the Miss Pepsi featured at the Dawson Museum on Belle Isle and get it in your blood and get ready for a great 2023 experience that'll be more than just great boat racing. Michelle Hodges, President and CEO of the Belle Isle Conservancy, thank you much. And Doug Bernstein, Plunkett Cooney Attorney Extraordinaire, Detroit Hydrofest Board Director. Any way we can help along the way, you know we will as we continue on WJR.